By the time George inherited the throne in 1820, he was almost 60 years old and in poor health. Throughout his life, he had struggled with a range of ailments, including rheumatism and gout. Struggling up the stairs to his bedrooms on the first floor became impractical, and when Nash remodelled the pavilion, George had his bedroom moved to the ground floor. In the corridor, he kept a Merlin chair, which was an early type of wheelchair. The bed is the one that George died in at Windsor on the 26th of June 1830. It has a mechanism to raise and lower it to help him get in and out. To the right of the bed, you can make out a hidden door, known as a jib door, which led to the king's water closet or lavatory. The jib door also leads to stairs that went up to the apartments of George's last mistress, Lady Cunningham, in what is now part of the Royal Pavilion tea room. If you turn your back to the bed, in the wall to your right, you might be able to see another jib door. This was George's plunge bath. Lined with marble, it held over 6,000 gallons and would be filled with heated seawater. Sadly, it was destroyed when the palace was stripped in the 1850s. Another type of treatment George enjoyed were vapour baths, followed by therapeutic massage with aromatic oils. These were administered by an Indian entrepreneur called Saikdeen Muhammad.